Speaking to South Sudan in Focus, Asanusi Adam, the head of local civil society group Community Progress for Development, or CPD, condemned the use of tear gas and live ammunition on peaceful protesters. He says they were expressing their constitutional rights to demand political change. Adam says, as civil society activists, he and his colleagues remain concerned about the future of the democratic transformation in Sudan.
We're worried about the democratic transition to take place, because we now see that the military is again on top of the transitional council, and it looks like the situation is even way harder than we anticipated. The fact that now all the Freedom and Change Coalition, most of, and the other political parties are away from the picture.
According to the Sudanese Doctors Association, Sudanese security forces shot at least 6 protesters on Saturday. The statement says 27 other protesters were injured and are receiving medical care in different hospitals in Khartoum. Sudanese human rights activist Mahassin Dahab also condemned the use of force on protesters, saying it was a setback on the objectives of the Sudanese revolutionaries. Dahab says she expects the people to continue protesting against the military rule because they are tired of military rule over the past 3 decades.
It was a little bit of a disappointment for us, because the civilian government had worked a lot on achieving peace and maintain the partnership with the military. I think the military is expected to kill us on the street, like all of the Sudanese now, even though there are peaceful protesters.
Dahab says the military should create some new mechanisms on how to deal with the pro-democracy protesters, because killing them only increases their anger against the government.
They've been killing the people on the street, and the anger of the people is boiling up to the point where it will not be tolerated. If she announced the prime minister soon, the reaction of the streets is not going to be a positive one.
On Thursday last week, Al Burhan announced the formation of 13 members of Sovereign Council, which had its first meeting on Sunday to discuss the situation in the country. Al Burhan has yet to name a prime minister. The military arrested civilian members of the transitional government on October 25th and suspended the joint civilian-military government. That government had been operating since 2019 after protests ousted former President Omar al-Bashir. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.